कुंडलवतीं तेजोमयीनैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Shankara is discussing about Devi and the importance of Devi or what Devi can give us. So in the 13th shloka, Shankara spoke about how a person, a man who is not beautiful, would get attraction from, or he would attract other women, younger women, beautiful women, because of Devi's side glance. So in the 15th shloka, Shankara speaks about how Devi's katakshaṁ or Devi's grace can give us, can bestow us power of word power. So here Shankara also describes the sattva aspect of Devi. So Devi, even as with any saguna devata is a devata who is with gunas, with qualities. And gunas are three, sattva, rajas and tamas. So if we have saguna devata, then we can have, that devata can be sattva, prominent devata, or rajas prominent devata, or tamas prominent devata. So sattva denotes purity. The white color is the color for sattva. Sattva denotes, basically as I said, sattva denotes peace, tranquility, knowledge, etc. Rajas denotes more of activity. So the color that is generally associated with activity is red, whereas tamas denotes ignorance, denotes like destruction, ignorance, things that are not good, things that lead us to more and more darkness, so destroying things. So there are devatas, like few devatas like Madan and all, they say Yakshi and all, there are few devatas who are meant to destroy others. So that is, that denotes tamogunam. It's not normal activity, but activity of destruction. So that's to do with tamogunam. And black is generally associated with tamogunam. So since Devi is Saguna Ishvara, Devi as Saguna Ishvara can have any of the three gunas prominent, sattva, rajas or tamas. So here Shankara speaks about Devi, when Devi's sattva gunam is prominent. So when sattva guna is prominent in Devi, in Aparashakti or whatever, Tripura Sundari, the Devi that is mentioned here, when sattva is prominent, then how will such Devi be? So generally, I think we have already discussed that Vishnu denotes sattva gunam. Similarly, Vishnu's sister is considered to be Saraswati. So Saraswati also denotes sattva gunam. Saraswati is the wife of Brahma. So here, when sattva gunam is prominent for Devi, then Devi can be said to be Saraswati. So from Saraswati, Saraswati is the goddess of words, goddess of wisdom. So here Shankara speaks about if a person worships Devi in the Saguna form, or Saraswati is being worshipped, then he will get power of word. He will get power of word as well as wisdom. So knowledge is very closely associated with word. Knowledge means we know the import of words. So knowledge cannot be expressed without words. So all worldly knowledge has to be expressed in words. So word or verbal and knowledge go hand in hand. Similarly, with the scriptures, with respect to scriptures, scriptures speak about Brahman. So can Brahman have association with words? Yes, Brahman also needs to have association with words, but not directly, but in an indirect way. And that word which denotes Brahman, that points out to Brahman, is the scriptures. The scriptures are those words which point to Brahman. Even as knowledge, like when we speak about elephant, when we talk about elephant and speak 10 minute, give a 10 minute lecture on elephant, we are just using words to point to elephant. Words denote knowledge of an entity, but words themselves doesn't mean the entity. So when we use elephant, it doesn't denote an elephant. It only points to an elephant. It is not an elephant. Similarly, scriptures are the word which denote Brahman, which represent Brahman, which can lead us to Brahman. So if a person worships Devi in the Sattva Guna, Devi as Saraswati Devi, and the description of such a Devi, how Devi will be in Sattva Guna, is being explained by Shankara in this shloka. So if we worship such a Devi who is of Sattva Guna prominent, then if we worship such a Devi, then we will get power of word. That means we will get knowledge. So we will be powerful in words. We will not use words loosely. Each word that comes out of our mouth, out of such a person's mouth, will be testimony of the scriptures. So it will be in concordance with scriptures. So each of his words will be truth. So whatever he says will become true. So whatever he speaks will be nothing but scriptures. His words cannot go against scriptures. Therefore, his words also cannot go against destiny or fate or future, whatever we call it. So if we utter such a word, then it will become true. So there is the famous story. I forgot the person's name, but a Devi Bhakta, once he was a minister or like a pundit, advisor for a king. So what happened was, the king, when he was in the palace, at that time the king asked this person as to what day is it today. And this Devi Bhakta didn't know, but he said it is Purnami. So it is Purnami. But the king and the other ministers knew that this was not Purnami, but this was, today was Amavasya, or that day wherein there is the no moon day, whatever we call as no moon or new moon day. So it's not the full moon day, but he said full moon day. And the king then said, okay, if that is the case, then tonight moon should be shown. And this Devi Bhakta couldn't go back on his word, so he just prayed to Devi. And it is said that when the king and other ministers came out at night, they saw moon there. Though it was a new moon or no moon day, yet they saw moon, because Devi had the moon that was shining was Devi's mukti, or nose ring, whatever you call it. So that Devi used that to make it seem or make it appear that moon is there in the sky. So that Devi Bhakta's word, whatever he uttered, even though it was wrong, yet Devi ensured that whatever he said becomes true, because he was a true Bhakta of Devi. So if we are real Bhaktas of such a Devi, of the Sattvic or Sattva aspect of Devi, then Devi will ensure that we use proper words. If we by chance we use bad words, if we use wrong words, Devi will ensure that they don't affect us and they become true. So not on one is word power, usage of word in the right sense, at the right time, at the right place, etc., and wisdom, which is what word stands for, knowledge. So all knowledge, including worldly knowledge and moksha or Vedantic knowledge as well, will be bestowed to such a person who worships the sattva aspect of Devi. So this shloka speaks about that Devi, the sattva aspect of Devi who grants such powers, such siddhis, and the description of such a Devi. And the shloka is in the raga called Shahana. Shahana is a popular raga in Carnatic. I don't remember much songs, though there is a beautiful song of Yeshudas called Oru Neram Engilum Kaanade Vayyente Guruvayurappa Ninde Divya Roopam. Oru Neramengilum Kaanade Vayyente Guruvayurappa Ninde Divya Roopam. ഒരു മാത്രയെങ്കിലും കേൾക്കാതെ വയ്യൻ്റെ ഗാനാലാപം തുമ്പി തുളയ്ക്കുന്ന ഗാനാലാപം ഒരു നേരമെങ്കിലും കാണാതെ വയ്യൻ്റെ ഗുരുവായൂരപ്പനിൻ ദിവ്യരൂപം. ഓ ഓ കൃഷ്ണ, ഐ കനോട്ട് ഈവൻ റിമെയിൻ വിതൗട്ട് എ സെക്കൻഡ് വിതൗട്ട് സീയിങ് യുവർ ഫോം. ഐ കനോട്ട് റിമെയിൻ ഈവൻ എ സെക്കൻഡ് വിതൗട്ട് സീയിങ് യുവർ ഫോം. ദിവ്യരൂപം, നിൻ ദിവ്യരൂപം, യുവർ ഡിവൈൻ ഫോം. വിതൗട്ട് സീയിങ് ദാറ്റ് ഐ കനോട്ട് ഈവൻ റിമെയിൻ ഫോർ എ സെക്കൻഡ്. ആൻഡ് I cannot also remain without listening to the flute that you play. Oru maatra engilum kelkade vayende. I can't remain without listening to the beautiful sound that comes out of your flute. It's a very popular Krishna song about Krishna sung by Yeshudas. It's very popular. Though the raga Shahana comes very close with another raga called Vijayavanti. So the distinction is very subtle. So we can consider that song is Shahana Raga. Though if we analyze deeper, then people who know classical music, they claim that this song is not Shahana, but it's a very similar raga called Vijayavanti. There is a very slight distinction between both. There is one of Amma's beautiful songs which is also in Malayalam in Shahana, that is proper Shahana. So the difference is very small. Like when if emphasis on a particular note on the Gandharam or Ga, the one of the seven Saptaswaras, Ga is more, then it's Shahana. If it is not, then it is Vijayavanti. But that is one song which is very in a raga very similar to Shahana. So this shloka is in Shahana raga, and it speaks about the sattva aspect of Devi, which can grant power of word or wisdom to a devotee, a bhakta. So the brigas, I am not very good at brigas. I learned this from my father, but yet my knowledge is not that good. So briga wouldn't be that right. So you can listen to my father singing and know it better. So the shloka goes like this. Sharajyotsna Shuddham Shashiyuta Jatajuta Makutam Varatrasatrana Svatika Gutika Pustakakara സകൃന്നത്വാം നത്വാം കഥമിവ സതാം സന്നിദദതേ മധുക്ഷീരദ്രാക്ഷ മധുരി മധുരീന ഫണിതയ. സോ ആഫ്റ്റർ വി ലേൺ ദ മീനിംഗ് ഓഫ് ദ ശ്ലോക, ഐ വിൽ sing a small portion of one of Amma's song, which is pure Shahana. So it's in Malayalam though, but the words are also good for the song. So Sharad Jyotsna Shuddham. So it's a description of Devi, Devi, Sattva aspect of Devi. So Sharad Jyotsna Shuddham. So the form, what is the form of Devi? The form of Devi is, we know that such a Devi, Saraswati, is white. So how white is it? Shuddham. It is pure. Like what? Sharad. Sharad Jyotsna. So it's like the brightness or day, the daylight that we see in Sharad Kalam. So one of the Ritu is Sharad Ritu. So during Sharad Ritu, the daylight, or we can say during the Sharad Ritu, how the sky would be. So pure or whitish sky. So that Devi's form is such a form, a white form. So there is like, though Jyotsna means rays, rays are light, but we can say that it is like the, we can say moon as well. So we can consider it with moon also. So Jyotsna can also mean moon there. So in such an, if we take such a description, such a meaning translation, then it would be that, O Devi, your form is like whitish, like the Sharad Kala Chandran or autumn moon, autumn during the season of autumn, and the moon during that time. And Shashi Yuta Jatajuta Makutam. So your head, how is your head? Your head has like, as is the case with any woman, it has like a hair flowing down. Hair, I don't, I'm not getting the right word, but hair is there in your head, lot of hair, and there is a crown which is associated, which is present with hair as well as Shashi. Shashi means Chandran. So you have a crown in your head which has hair which is flowing, and the moon. So if we can easily understand this with the form of Shiva, so we know that Shiva has a half crescent over his head, but for Devi, Devi's crown has the full moon associated with it. So Devi's form is whitish like the autumn moon, and her crown has the moon, has moon as well as flowing hair. And Vara Trasat Tranam. Vara Trasat Tranam. So Trasat Trana or Tranam. So here it is, Trana is the apt word. So Vara Trasat Trana Sphatika Gutika Pustaka Karam. So Karam, Karam means hands. So what do you hold in your hands? Vara Trasatrana. So Vara, Vara, Vara means like varam or boon. So one hand denotes boon. Trasatrana or giving like abhayam. So one hand has abhayamudra. So one hand has varam, and one hand has Trasatrana or abhayamudra. And Sphatika Gutika. So Sphatika, a mala made of spaticum. So you have a spatika mala in another hand, and the fourth hand has pustakam. So you have four hands. One has varam, one has abhayam, and one has spatika mala, and the other has pustakam. So this is an apt form of apt description of Saraswati Devi. And of such a form, so Sakrit Tvam Natva. So Sakrit Na Tvam Natva. So Tvam or Tva also we can say. So Tva means you. So the word splitting there will be Sakrit Na Tva Natva. So we have four words, Sakrit Na Tva and Natva. So Tva. Tva means you. Tvam also can be said. So you. Sakrit Natva. Natva means prostrating. And Sakrit. Sakrit means once. So if a person, once he prostrates you, and who satam, satam means like a person who has done good deeds. So a person who is a satsangi, or a person who follows satsanga. So he is a good person. So sat, sadhu, we can say. So such a sadhu who has prostrated you once, such a person, madhu kshira draksha madhuri madhurinaha. So honey, so he says like fanitayaha. Fanitayaha, or the word fanitayaha means words. So your word, such a person who prostrates you once, will have words, beautiful words like madhu, kshira, draksha, and madhuri, madhurinaha. So madhu means honey. So honey, kshiram means milk, and draksha means grapes. Madhurima durinaha, madhurima, so beautiful. Durinaha means challenging. So such a person will have words which challenge the sweetest of madhu, kshiram, and draksha. So we know that madhu or honey is really sweet. Kshiram or milk, pure milk is always sweet. It is so sweet that we'll want to drink it again and again. Pure milk. Nowadays we don't get pure milk. Whatever we get is mixed with other ingredients and all. Hence, it's not sweet. It doesn't have sweet in it. And draksha, grapes, proper grapes will be sweet. So such sweet entities, the words of a person who has prostrated such a devi once, he will have words sweeter than these. That means he will have words which challenge the sweet of these things. So his words will be more sweeter. Not only more sweeter, his words will also be powerful. So it will, one, it will be really beautiful words. So beautiful words, not only beautiful, but he will have power of words as well. So Swami Vivekananda used to tell that a person who is a Vedantin, who does yoga, whose Kundalini Shakti is aroused, such a person will have sweet voice. So sweetness can be with respect to the words that we use or the voice itself. And for a person who is a Devi Bhakta, he will have the Kundalini aroused. Therefore, he will have sweet voice as well as sweet words. But here Shankara indirectly also refers that such a person, such a Devi Bhakta, will not only have sweet words, but his words will be powerful. So he'll be in control of words. He will have knowledge that is denoted by the word. So he'll be word, he will have, in short, if we can put it into one word, it is word power. So word power is possible only when we can use the right word at the right time. If we have to use the right word at the right time, then we need to be learned. We need to be learned in what we want to speak. So we need to be learned in everything. So that means knowledge will be there for such a person. So such a Devi Bhakta. So the last part Shankara says, Katamiva na sannidadate. So sweet words, which are sweeter than honey, milk, etc. Katamiva, how na sannidadate, not be achieved. So how will such a person not achieve such beautiful words? That means he will achieve, is the way of telling. So whenever something is said in the negative way, that means more emphasis. Whenever we say negative, that means more emphasis. So rather than telling that you should drive on the highway, it generally the rule would be, you should drive in the highway not more than 50 miles per hour. So not more than 50 miles per hour, you can say just drive at slow speed. But when we say you shouldn't be driving more than 50, the emphasis is more. So such emphasis is, it denotes like that we have to be more careful, and it denotes like more strength of the words or strength of whatever is being said. So if how will such a person not achieve sweet words? That means he will achieve sweet words. So as I said, the indirect meaning is not just sweet words but word power. So such a person will have word power. So such a person will have word power means such a person will be learned, he will have knowledge. Not just worldly knowledge but all knowledge. So he will have knowledge of Vedanta as well. So that means he will know Devi. Such a person will know Devi and thereby be able to guide people, use the right words, etc., etc., we can say. So and there is one of Amma's song. I'll just sing the first paragraph. It's in Shahana Raga, so it goes like this. Apar Sachit सुख सागर में अमृतानंदमयी अपार सच्चित सुख सागर में अमृतानंदमयी अगदि जनतिन अभयं निये अमृतानंदमहि माता अमृतानंदमहि. सो अपार सच्चित् सुख सागर में अमृतानंदमहि. ओ अम्मा, यू आर व्हाट्स योर नेचर? अपार सच्चित् सुख सागर में. You are a sagaram, you are an ocean of Sachit Sukham. Sachit Sukham means Sachidanandam. So you are that ocean of Sachidanandam. So it's not a normal ocean. Apara. Apara means infinite. So you are the oceans that we have in the world. Though we say that from one end we cannot see the other end, still it has a specific length, it has a specific breadth, etc. So we have, science has found out that. So that's why, like, when we get the picture of the earth, then we can find out where the Pacific Ocean starts and where it ends. Whereas this ocean, Amma, you are the ocean of Sachidanandam, that ocean which is infinite. Aparam. Aparam means, param means like that which is limited. Aparam means unlimited. So agati janatin abhayam niye. So if you are Apara Sachidananda Sagaram, then you are the only refuge, or you are the only consolation for the people of the world. You are the person who can console, who can lead people who don't have any gati. So agati, gati means you know where you are going. Agati means people who are stuck at a place. So we are all sadhakas who are stuck in the ocean of samsara. We are immersed in the ocean of samsara and we don't know where to go, how to go, etc. So we are drowning. So in order to save us from this drowning ocean, you are the abhayam. You are the refuge for us. Why you are the refuge for us? Because you are the unlimited ocean of Sachidanandam. And Sachidanandam, when a person is in Sachidanandam, a person is immersed in Brahman, he is Brahman, then he will be Karuna Sagaram. He will be an ocean of compassion. Thereby, because of your compassion, you are the refuge for the people who are struggling in the world, people like us. And there are three more paragraphs which also denote like the beautiful Shahana Raga. We can also say that this song is also not exactly Shahana but Vijayavanti, but both are very similar, so we can say it is Shahana Raga. So this Raga, you can search for Shahana Raga. There are not many film songs, though there was one song called Ruku 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 Hare Baba Ruku Omai Janu Give Me a Luku, that is in Avai Shanmukhi. Ruku 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 are baba ruku o mai janu give me a luku dil mera dadke tere liye. So it's a Beautiful song. It's I am not sure about the composer, but it is in pure Shahana. So though it's a, I guess it's a song which borrows the lyrics from a Hindi movie, but still it's pure Shahana, so you can listen to that raga as well. But this shloka speaks about Devi's sattva aspect, Saraswati Devi, and if what if Bhakta who worships Saraswati Devi will get. So he'll get word power, he will get wisdom of worldly knowledge as well as the higher knowledge or Moksha Shastram as well. We'll see the next shloka in the next day. Hari Om.